Okay, we are recording. Thank you, everyone. I am going to go to the agenda. Today is Monday, June 22nd, 2026, 11 a.m. We have our board members present and also Tiffany and Christina from our staff. Welcome, everyone. First item on the agenda is approved last month's board minute meetings. It was actually in March. So, if you got a chance to look at those, does someone want to make a motion to approve those?
I can make a motion to approve. We have the drug policy and the weapons policy.
Oh, yeah. First, we're going to approve the minutes
Oh,
from
a minute.
last month, and then we'll approve those. Yeah, good.
Oh,
You already got ahead of us. That's perfect.
right. I'll make a motion to approve the minutes.
Okay. I can second that. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Minutes are approved. Now, Nancy, that would be a good one to now say.
Okay, separately, we'll do a motion to approve the drug-free workplace and reasonable suspicion policy.
Yeah, I think if we do them separately, that might be good. Yeah. Okay, so the first one is the drug-free policy. You made a motion to approve, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
And I will second it.
Okay, perfect. Any discussion to the motion?
The only concern I have on the motion, on the policy is there's no place to sign, but I don't know if it comes in a package deal where people would need to acknowledge it by a signature.
Are you talking about the students and the parents?
Yes.
We'll probably include that. Tiffany, what do you think? We include that in the whole packet to parents. And so they'll have
Yeah.
it and then they sign kind of for all of the policies. Yeah.
Yeah, and that will be easier for Christina too when like new enrollment, she can just send it out as one document as well.
Okay, perfect. Okay. That's a good point, Nancy. Thank you. We'll just make sure that everybody gets all of the policies and then signs for all of them because we have so many, we don't want to have parents sign for each
Each document, yeah.
policy. Yeah. And we'll have these all on our website. So going forward, this will be easier for parents to find it and also, for anyone to look it up who needs to know if we have it or not, it'll be on our website. So, okay. Any other discussion to the motion on the drug-free policy. Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, passes unanimously. Perfect. And the next policy.
The next motion is to approve the policy of use of weapons.
Yes. Okay. I can second that. Any other questions or any comments or discussion on the motion?
No.
Okay, Richard.
That's pretty standard. I mean, I haven't looked at others, but I'm just comparing it to others. Is it pretty much a standard taken from
Yeah, we looked at other charter schools and what other people had in their policy and kind of what's required by law. So, yeah, it's pretty standard. And again, we need to have these policies in place even though we are a virtual school. So, we just have to kind of
Right.
make adjustments for that. But yeah, it's pretty standard. So,
Okay.
okay, perfect. Any other discussion? Okay, all in favor say aye.
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 Right.
Okay, passes unanimously. The next item on the agenda is I just asked Tiffany to do a quick school report. We want to do a longer one in August, talk about our testing and kind of where we are in enrollment and all of that. But I wanted Tiffany to just give us a quick overview right now about where we are and kind of some good things that happened last year and some things we're going to do better next year. So, Tiffany, you want to chat for a sec?
Yeah, I'm calling this things we're excited about.
Okay, perfect.
So first, everybody is, especially the teachers, excited for adding the high school next year, the whole high school, and planning over the summer. Collaboration has already started. The last 2 weeks of school, we definitely felt like a upkick in excitement over it, which was great. We're excited about curriculum, designing it, and also having more availability for the asynchronous and synchronous learning, which is going to be really helpful for our high school students, especially those who need more credit recovery type situations. So that's number one. Then we have organized staff committees over the summer, and the goal is to have the staff committees help with things like projects, collaborate together, curriculum, helping with policies, really getting the teachers to buy into the whole school, not just in their own little teaching bubble. And so the real hope is that it takes through the school year and has like the culture of these committees and everybody helping each other. I think it's really important, especially with us all being virtual, having that connection with each other. So that's awesome. And we're gonna be meeting weekly with the committees to make sure they're keep going and keep moving forward. Then enrollment is a major focus. We went to Orm Fest down here in the Utah County land. Orm Fest gets like a huge, it's like between 5 and 10,000 people get through Orm Fest. And we went on the business night, which was great because we learned a lot. Setting up for a festival is really different than setting up in a library. You have to contend with like other people setting up. And so we actually took pictures of other people's business and we're like, oh, that's such a good idea. So I went back to James and Anna and just doing things like changing our marketing strategy, making sure everything's more congruent across the board. Our website is brand new, so making sure our marketing matches the website. Just little things like that that we learned, including labels on seats for the students so they're not confused on where to sit to try the VR. We even had a little 3-year-old girl that sat in the VR and we like held the VR up and it was really cute. She was like, oh, it's a video game. And we're
Yeah.
like, yeah, kind of, yes. So that's going to be a big focus over the summer is enrollment and getting to these festivals because if Utah's famous for anything, it's their summer festivals. Then we went to the UAPCS conference, which was awesome. I've never been before to a charter conference like that. It was really good to get us all on the same page. We learned a lot. We met a lot of people. I learned quickly that Kristen knows everybody in the charter world, and that was really fun. And so having that experience was good, especially for me. Even having the SPED connections in the charter world was really nice. Then the last thing, which we're going to do a whole thing on assessments in August and go through our testing numbers. But I wanted to get a huge shout out. Our 4th through 8th grade science scores were awesome. We got 4s from kids that had IEPs that I've never tested before. And across the board, 4th through 8th grade, we were scoring in the 3s and 4s, which, if you don't know, 1 is the lowest score that you can get on RISE testing, and 4 is the highest. And they haven't done the average out yet, which usually scores will go up because they take the state average, and then rise the scores from that. So yeah, that was really exciting. So those are our happy moments, our shout outs for end of the year. Yeah. Thanks, Kristen.
Thank you, Tiffany.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I know Richard, you made it to UAPCS one day too, and you said you enjoyed it and learned some things. So, yeah.
Yeah, I think made some good connections as far as my interest in using AI in scoring rubrics. So, yeah.
Yeah, great. Yeah, and we're gonna chat offline about some curriculum development with you as well, Richard. So it's exciting. So,
Okay.
yeah, thank you, Tiffany. Any questions for Tiffany right now? Okay, perfect. Thank you, Tiffany. I appreciate that. Thanks for the update. Okay, the next item on the agenda is a closed session if we need one, and I would like to go into closed session. So, what we have to do is vote individually to go into closed session, and then I'll ask Christina and Tiffany to log off, and we will have them log back on when we're done. And I will, it also, we need to record the closed session. So I'll just record that one on my phone, but I'll turn off the Zoom recording. So if someone wants to move into closed session, then we each have to individually vote to do that. So Nancy or Richard, if you can vote to go into closed session.
Make a motion to go into closed session. Okay, I motion that we go into closed session.
Okay.
Okay, and I'll second that.
Thank you. And then we need to each say yes. So I agree to go into closed session. Yes, Nancy.
And yes, I agree.
Okay,
And
Richard.
Richard, yes.
Okay, perfect. Okay, Christina and Tiffany, you can go ahead and log off. We'll let you know when we're out of closed session, and I'm going to stop the recording.
Sounds good. Bye, guys.
Bye.